I want to bring this word to you from the book of Luke, chapter 16.
Luke mahana gwanwa kutana ve uwen okpanya kisugi.
Verse 19.
Uvien
in. And I pray God will open your ears. The topic of this message is that hell is real, it's a reality. So that you may make up your mind where you want to go, hell or heaven. I say hell that you have heard about is real. I want you to know that I'm going to talk to you from testimony of my own personal experience. From experience of other people, maybe you will learn and fear God and escape hell. You that is listening to me, maybe you have sold your soul into the hand of Satan, but you can be delivered if you will listen and come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you and he wanted to save you from hell. There is a place that is even worse than hell that is called the Lake of Fire. And I want you to know that in that lake of fire, that is where hell itself will be thrown into at the end. A lot of people, when they hear about hell, they try to say, how can God be so cruel to throw people into hell? And that makes some people to begin to think maybe there is nothing like that. Maybe it's just a threat. I have even heard some religions like the Jehovah Witness that have tried to say there is no hell, but they are telling lies to you. I want you to know they are telling lies to you. When Jesus Christ himself mentioned that there is hell, you better believe it.
Jesus Christ to be
and the Bible makes it clear to us that the lake of fire is actually prepared for Satan and all his evil angels. God didn't prepare that lake of fire for human beings. So why will you go there? You have to get out of the way of the devil.
In
the book of Revelation chapter 20, you will see there that the devil and all the evil spirits and hell itself and death will be thrown into the lake of fire in the end.
Ebeni na teba ariemare na te Revelation vibo unwe uge ibanyo na ariemare gele gele oge imireni owagele ro ogokeke ave midan na ave minome midan ibani yahari.
So many people don't have any need for any, they don't have need for nothing. They don't seem to care whether there is any God or they don't
worry.
But those who are in need, whether in need of money, they are in need of food, when they hear something about hope, they listen. That's why the most of the poor people are listening to the gospel.
Ah, udai ia heme eminyo no ma ia iran ho iho yuto ya mie imie fa.
But I want you to know, even if you are rich that is listening to me, you can also go to heaven. Just don't worship your money, worship Jesus.
Well, man of faith, una veri Jesu Christi yeho, wa meti yemyo fugbe. O ma heke nwe mwe, fuwe ni kodao sa saloba.
Now, let's go ahead with this story that Jesus Christ was telling in this chapter.
In verse 22
of Luke chapter 16 is what I'm going to read.
He said,
and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
Now
listen closely. That rich man has never seen Abraham. He has never met Abraham before. But he recognized Abraham when he lifted up his eyes across the wall.
But he said, okay, Abraham,
the rich man was in hell. And he could see across the fence, and he saw Abraham in what where we call Abraham's bosom, called paradise.
Okay, meeting the Abraham of the paradise, the
and that means even whether you go to hell or you go to paradise, you are still going to be just like you are. You will feel, you will see things, you will hear things.
When I una wo de.
Death is like a dream. When you are sleeping on your bed and you have a dream, you find yourself going to some place. That is almost like if somebody dies, that is how you will be seeing things. His spirit is the real you. But the body of anybody that is thrown into that grave, that is just like a coat that every one of us is wearing. That is not you, that's just a coat you are wearing. I say hell is a reality. I don't want you to go there. That's why I'm preaching to you to repent.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
As we were reading, continue from verse 24. I said, this rich man saw Abraham, and he saw Lazarus in his bosom. And he could recognize Lazarus. He could see that was that beggar that was sitting in front of his house. And also, he could remember that he was a rich man when he was on earth. He could remember that his limousine, his big car, normally passed that street where Lazarus was begging.
He
could remember the time that he told his guards, the security guard, to kick that beggar out of this place. He's thinking. And he could remember that when that beggar kept coming back, he sent his dogs after the beggar to go and lick his sores.
Okay, Lazarus na we re no do ayin mi ona gabe kita ni ahwe ni lale ave etenora ro egbo ye we yere.
Maybe you could remember when he would throw a meat in front of that beggar, and the beggar and the dogs are chasing the meat.
Wa go be yere egbo ave ni be ai be ni ga ya ko egbo so ye fi mi wo of ye fwa ave ekita keke Lazarus ni do ai ho mi e mi wo ni.
Oh well, the days of feasting is over now.
Ave ge no na wa me ario ba ge ni hi a egbira ni a.
It's time for seriousness.
Ege se na ya o iwo.
But there's no calling back, no coming back from that place. And come and listen to this rich man. In verse 24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus. Listen, he thought he can still be kicking Lazarus around. He thought that beggar that was sitting in front of my house, you can always send him across anywhere. No more this time, no more. But he was crying unto Father Abraham. He said, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus Christ gave this story. It's not a parable. Jesus Christ being God.
Jesus Christ or Jesus Christi,
before Jesus came into this world, he was in heaven. He could see straight through into hell. So he was telling in this story a life history of somebody. And the life history of another beggar. I've preached to some people, they told me this is just a parable, like it's just a fable that never really
occurred.
But the Lord Jesus Christ didn't invent hell. This thing is reality. And God never threatens anybody for nothing if there is no reality somewhere. That is why you have to take this story seriously. It is in this world that you are doomed to determine where you go after this world, hell or paradise. Well, a lot of people think it is how good you are and how bad you are that we decide. It's not quite so. What Jesus Christ made us know is that it is whom you follow in this world that determines where you go after this
world.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Whom are you going to follow? Are you going to follow God through Jesus? Or are you going to follow Satan in your own evil desires? It is whom you follow right here in this world that will determine where you go after you leave this world.
And welile ba gbona oha ma o denwe no keke do e yan fun igbe no de yan renwe han di o.
Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let many people deceive you into false ideas and false doctrines. Hell is a reality. There is life after death. It is either hell or paradise. There's some other false ideas, false teachings that thinks that there is life after death, that may you be coming back and coming back. No.
So while we run, even mama, where mana woo up with baby, I jack bona oge niki at
all. I want you to know that you don't just keep coming back. You are only given one chance in this life.
Who met you with a baby who ba no yamari any money, my jack bona.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I say there's only one chance for you in this life.
You
are not going to keep coming back to try again. The Bible says it is given unto men once to die. After that, the judgment. A lot of people talk of something that they said, people die and then they come back and be born again in another city, and they die again, they go and be born in another city and they die. No, there's nothing like that in the Bible. The Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So you either go to hell or paradise, waiting in that place till the great day of judgment of God. Hell is a reality. It is a prison yard for sinful souls.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And when Jesus Christ said that man was in torment in flames, that means there is actually tormenting flames in hell.
Well,
you have to know, the Bible called it flames. That is still different from the lake of fire, which is in the future. So hell is still like they're just using a little heat to roast those people. It's still different from the lake of fire. It's like somebody that is close to where there is fire, and the heat of the fire is just keeping you uncomfortable. But the lake of fire is not going to be so.
But
if you go to hell, you are going to lake of fire. It's almost certain. You can escape hell and both hell and lake of fire if you come to Jesus today. Your religion will not save you. Whatever your religion is, Even if it's as good as some church going, it's still not going to be the saving grace. Or maybe you worship idols, or you worship another religion, it's still not going to save you. There's only one person that is saving people. So salvation from hell and from lake of fire is not in a church or in a religion, it is in a man. And the name of that man is Christ Jesus. He is the Savior. And you have to follow him right from now. And you may say, well, my church is following him. But remember, he said, it's not all of them that say, that call me Lord, Lord, we enter my Father's kingdom.
So
the day that do the will of my Father. For you to be able to do the will of the Father, he has given us the Holy Spirit. For you to be able to do the will of the Father that he's talking about, he said, we must be born again. And this born again experience is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
He
said, you must be born by water and of the Spirit. Jesus told some disciples, some people that think they believe in him on that day, he said, if you continue in my sayings, then are you my disciples indeed. So you see, it's not just say I go to one church or the other, that's not going to be enough. You must be born again and you must also continue in the sayings of Jesus.
If that day he another you know can not be no one.
Now let's see what this rich man is begging for.
Kima da ye mine okbani no fein ra imia na.
He was not begging for a cup of water, just a drop of water.
Ukwa no ra imia, but always no ne ameyi unu.
You can see how severe his situation was. You can see how thirsty he was. He was not begging for ice water. He was not even begging for a whole bowl of water. Said, even if you couldn't get a cup, don't even ask for a cup.
Say,
that is too much a job for you. Just bring your finger with a little drop.
Say,
that will be just good for now. If he could just get a drop of water, you can think of how much a drop of water can do to any man. So that tells you how desperate this man really was. And yet he couldn't even get that drop of water. Let's see what Abraham told him. But Abraham said, son. See, Abraham even called him son.
Abraham, Abraham,
even though you are son of Abraham, does not mean you won't go to hell. You can be son, you can be enemy, you are going to hell if you don't follow Jesus.
See,
Abraham called him son. He said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things. And likewise, Lazarus, evil things.
But
now he is comforted and thou art in torment. That may look like not good enough excuse. I say, have mercy upon me. I know I have good things in the world, but just have mercy now. But Abraham told him something more.
Said,
beside all this, between us and you, there is a great goal fixed. So that they which could will pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. So there's no way for anybody to help you. So you can imagine some religion that say pray for somebody in purgatory to transfer him to heaven. They are telling you lies also. Some religions, he said, they can pray for their dead people to go from purgatory to heaven. They are telling you lies also.
This
story of Jesus make you that Jesus gave us make you see that there's nothing like purgatory.
Now look at verse
27.
That
rich man was begging for his brother that are still in the world.
So that
they will not come to that terrible place. But Abraham told him,
Where
there is Moses and the prophet, let them listen to him, to them.
Moses, but
the rich man said, well, if somebody rose up from the dead, they might believe. But Abraham said, if they won't believe those prophets and the preachers, they won't believe anyone rising from the dead either.
Abraham, Moses,
today is your day of salvation, young man and young woman that is listening. Time for you to repent and believe this gospel that I'm preaching to you. Jesus is the only way of salvation for you. It is time for you to come to Jesus today. Don't wait till you go to hell. There will be no hope, no help from that time forward. I want to pray for you right now. Jesus, help those people that are listening so that they may not go to hell and come to Jesus and be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, repent from your sin today. And I want you to call, write a letter to me.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we see you again next time. In Jesus' name.